Time once again for our Henry County 4-H'er of the Month interview on KDKD. I'm Kyle Hill, and I'm visiting with the honoree for August, Katie Schaefer. First of all, Katie, which chapter are you part of?
I'm part of the Clinton Cool Cats 4-H Club.
How long have you been with the Clinton Cool Cats?
For 3 years.
For 3 years, all right. Now, I understand that at the Henry County Fair that you actually showed some chickens here. Tell us a bit about that experience.
Well, I showed some chickens, and we went and we got judged for the chickens, and I got blue on both of mine, and I also did a herdsmanship interview with the chickens.
Tell us a bit about the experiences you had at the Henry County Fair. How has that helped you become a better member of 4-H?
It's got me more into it, like with the county. I got like more leadership skills, and I learned some responsibilities while I was there, and it just got me more involved with it.
Now, why did you join 4-H?
I joined 4-H because my mom and her sisters and also both of my grandmas, they did it when they were younger and they told me stories of it, and which sounded like a lot of fun to me.
Now, in addition to showing your chickens at the fair, what other projects have you taken part in with 4-H?
I've taken part in arts and crafts, crocheting, foods, and also international.
International foods. What can you tell us about that event?
It's where you kind of make foods from all over the world, like Mexican, Chinese, and then you enter them in the fair.
And what international foods have you made?
I've done a lot of Mexican salsas and quesadillas and tacos.
Muy bueno. Now, what has been your favorite project and why is that?
I think it's poultry because it makes a good learning experience. It's lots of fun, and I get to show and sell the chickens here at the Henry County Fair.
Now, the chickens you have here at the fair, are those the only chickens you have, or do you have any more?
Yeah, we have layers, and these that I show are the Cornish Cross,
okay. What is the most important thing you've learned through 4-H?
Building my confidence, leadership skills, and accepting responsibilities for my projects.
Now, for folks that might not have heard of 4-H, and of course, we've got this segment that goes on every month, so there's still some people that haven't heard of 4-H. How would you describe 4-H to somebody who's never heard of it?
I'd describe it as an organization that gives you opportunities to do stuff like you never thought you would do, such as showing animals, doing speeches, doing demonstrations, going to fairs, going on trips, and even talking on the radio.
All right, and we're glad to have you here on KDKD. Now, have you had any leadership experiences with 4-H yet?
Yes, I've been a song leader and a game leader. And during song leader, I just learned that I would have to be prepared every time I would go to a meeting.
Now, what songs are you singing at your meetings?
It's like, depends on the month. Like, if it's in October, I'd sing like a certain type of song. But it depends on the song, like the month.
What are you going to be selecting for the August meeting?
I don't know yet.
You haven't figured that out yet. Well, song leader, you might want to get cracking on that. Now, what's the most exciting thing you've done through 4-H, and why did you like it?
Most exciting thing I've done through 4-H would probably be going to 4-H camp. I get to meet new 4-H'ers from different clubs, knowing that I have like a lot in common. And I also get to see like other projects that 4-H has to offer, such as robotics.
Robotics. I've heard a lot about that competition. That's a lot that goes into it, isn't it?
Yeah, you just build the robots on Legos and then.
Now, is that among your future plans for 4-H? You think you might take up robotics, or is there anything else you're hoping to do while you're a member of 4-H?
Well, I would probably become more involved with the countywide activities, and I would probably like help with more projects and probably do some robotics, yeah.
Now, how do you think these future activities with 4-H, how do you think that will help you as you grow up?
I think it would help me with future 4-H, like more projects I'll do. Like I'll use my leadership skills and my learned responsibilities to help me with the future 4-H projects and outside activities that I'm involved with, such as soccer.
All right. What kind of position do you play in soccer?
I haven't started yet.
You haven't started yet? Is there a position you're looking forward to play, perhaps? No, not really? You don't care if you're goalie or a forward or the person holding the offside flag?
No.
We're visiting with Katie Schaefer, who is our 4-H'er of the month. She's with the Clinton Cool Cats. Tell us a bit about where you go to school and what grade you're entering this fall.
I go to Holy Rosary, and I'm going to go into 5th grade.
Okay, and what are you looking forward to about the school year this fall?
Being in a combined class for the first year.
Being in a combined class for the first year. What is that experience going to be like? What do you think that experience is going to be like?
It's probably going to be like a little on the weirdish side because somebody, like half of the class might be doing this, I'll be doing this. It's going to be hard to.
And that's going to be a larger classroom too, so more kids in there.
Yeah.
Do you know who your teacher is going to be this fall?
Mrs. Qualls, but last year my teacher was Mrs. Fell.
Oh, Mrs. Fell. Okay, well, that name sounds quite familiar because I believe her husband's my boss.
Yeah.
So, Mike, I hope you're listening to this today because Katie here has hopefully got some good things to say about her teacher from last year.
Yeah, she was really nice. We would do stories, and she would sometimes we would write stories, and then we would put them on the radio chapter by chapter.
Radio chapter by chapter. Sadly, I missed out on that, having just come down here this year, but that's had to have been a great time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Katie, we've been talking a bit about your experiences with 4-H. Why should people join 4-H?
Because it really gives you an opportunity to learn stuff you might not learn anywhere else, and then it's also giving you more knowledge about something you might need to know, like might want to know in the future, maybe about robotics. Could become like an engineer.
Is engineering something you're hoping to take up when you get older?
No.
No? Well, what are you hoping to possibly do when you get older?
Maybe be a teacher.
All right. We're visiting with Katie Schaefer. She's our 4-H'er of the month from the Clinton Cool Cats. Katie, I want to thank you for visiting with us. Congratulations on the honor. We do have one last question for you. Who are mom and dad?
My dad's Adam Schaefer and my mom's Kim Schaefer.
And yeah, before we go, you said you had siblings and family members who've been in 4-H in the past?
Yeah. I have my sister. She's Allie Schaefer and she's a Clover kid. And my brother is Henry Schaefer and he is going to join 4-H next year.
All right. And it sounds like being the oldest sister, that's given your younger siblings some inspiration, perhaps. So what are you telling them about 4-H?
I'll tell them, like, when my sister goes to do stuff she's never done, I'll explain it to her and tell her how much fun it was, and it just breaks her nerves a little bit. It helps her with that.
Well, Katie, we want to thank you for visiting with us today once again, and best wishes to you in your future with the Clinton Cool Cats 4-H Club.
Thank you.
This has been our Henry County 4-H of the Month profile on KDKD. I'm Kyle Hill.